Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. You can check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
Got it. Yes.
That was from the hip, too. I just remembered, like, right before I started saying it.
I'm trying to wing all the Jay and Jack stuff now. Go to jayandjack.com/Patreon or /iTunes or... Dang it, I know there was one more. But go there and become a patron at different levels. You can support that way monetarily. You can get all the stuff on the Jay and Jack Network. So go check out all their stuff and... subscribe and leave feedback and, you know, all the iTunesy stuff, Yeah. The like leaving 5-star reviews, all that stuff. Say we suck in a 5-star review. That's fine. 5-star cancels it out.
Review us 5-star and say we suck in the review. In the text.
You can write whatever you want in the review. Like,
just leave the 5-star. It would be great.
Yeah, that's all we ask.
If we entertained you from one side of the spectrum or another, whether you like loved us or hated us, like leave the 5-star review.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You can't. And if you're in the middle.
Or if you just want to discuss The Walking Dead, you can do that too.
Also as well, yeah. So we're here to talk about season 8, episode 3. It's called Monsters. Overall
just
thoughts?
What everybody was just being called, monsters, and then, I don't know.
I mean,
we made it like halfway through the episode without actually like seeing a walker.
Right.
And then they're like, walkers on the hill!
Well, no, they were outside the compound where
was that the beginning of the episode?
I think so. We saw them like right the second place we cut to from King Ezekiel. Uh-huh. Yeah. But... I don't know. It like you said earlier.
I like these openings with the flashing to the different things. Like,
oh yeah, this one was
King Ezekiel talking about being victorious.
Yeah, he rallies the troops.
I knew something
the
bad
saviors
was
going
to happen
coming
to them. It was the whole Robb Stark thing. Like he was winning every battle, and they were thing. And then I knew something bad was going to happen by the end of that episode to the king's men.
Right. I mean, well, they were.
They got careless.
They got cocky. I mean,
they got careless at the end.
I get that his bravado genuinely pushed them to be able to succeed in the way that they have, but it made them a little too confident and ultimately backfired.
Right. Everybody's standing out in the open, like one person in that group should have been like, I know we're skipping right to the end of the episode. Like, I get it.
Well, there's one character group storyline. I don't mind doing that beginning to end.
But they. Like somebody should have been like, guys, we should get behind something somewhere. We just shouldn't be standing out in the open like this.
Yeah,
period.
A bunch of buildings
like you're
everywhere.
In a time of war. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't be sure you got everybody.
Right.
Especially with this, it's not like regular war. You don't know what the fuck's
going
to happen.
You see him dump off the because his whole thing had been not a single person or not a single life will be lost on our side. And for the first two battles or whatever, not a single life was lost. And then at the end,
I would just ignore it.
At the end, there—I mean, it flew right in my face. I had to smack at it. At the end, there, I totally lost my train of thought. Damn it!
Well, you were talking about he kept saying, you wondered how he dumped off responsibility on Carol. Like
yeah, he got them all the way to what turned out to be Gavin's outpost. And said not a single life was lost.
Yeah, but he was
and then
going...
Then Carol goes, well, we need to sweep this place. And he's like, okay, your call, your command.
I don't think it was just right there. Like, he was following her plans from the beginning.
Right, but in terms of the people believing in him, I mean, for the fallacy that is the king.
Yeah, but he didn't know that was going to happen. I don't like...
I know, but isn't it coincidental that he, like, if
yeah,
anybody
right there,
called
like,
him on it later, be like, well, you said this. He's like, yeah, but Carol, that was her idea. I don't think he would do that,
I
think maybe there's something subliminally that it was there as a way to...
He's going to feel bad enough about what happened.
I mean, if he didn't die.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think he did.
Yeah, all the people started, like, did you see all the people, like, ran up and jumped on
him
like that?
Yeah, like four people threw themselves in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the king swagger. I mean, did you hear what they said about the... first of all, they just called him Rick. Rick, the widow, and the king. the three, whatever you want to call them, that they were saying, like, the heads of these groups.
Rick, the Widow, and the King.
Yeah, the Widow and the King.
Who's the Widow? The Garbage Pail Kids?
No, Maggie.
Oh, Maggie's the Widow. Oh. Okay, so
and,
then...
And
okay,
King
gotcha.
Ezekiel.
And King Ezekiel.
Because they know Gregory's nobody anymore. So, yeah, it's just, it's those three. But I love that it's just like Rick. It's like Batman. You know, you just say one word and you know who it is. Oh,
Rick.
It's Rick, the Widow, and the King. The other two are like nicknames. He should have been the Sheriff.
The Sheriff, the Widow, and the King.
Yeah,
that'd be
the
cool.
Sheriff, the Widow, and the
like
King. That would have been sweet.
I like that a lot. Dude, oh, speaking of things that I like, I don't know, this on Walking Dead subject, but like
okay.
The Apple iTunes, like the iTunes artwork, like uh-huh. on the Apple TV is yeah. fucking sick, dude.
For what?
For The Walking Dead. It's got the Walking Dead logo like stacked in the middle, and it's like Rick on one side with the fucking axe and Negan on the other side with the fucking bat, like going at each other. It's fucking badass, dude.
Do you think we get that? At the end of the season, do you think?
I don't know about at the end of the season, but like at one, but at some point, yeah, I would think so.
So, do you think ultimately Rick kills Negan?
I mean, I already said that,
but soon.
I said it, I don't know about soon, but this Negan storyline has to end with Rick beating Negan to death with Lucille. That's the only way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it ends. Has to. There's no other satisfaction than that.
I mean, yeah.
Even for the audience.
Unless Daryl got to do something.
Or if Daryl beat him to death with either one of those two people beating him to death with Lucille. Or fucking taking turns.
Or
like
Maggie.
Here, bink! Tosses it to Maggie getting a shot. Why not let everybody get a fucking shot? So everybody's just standing in a circle, passing Lucille around, beating him in the face with it.
I'd go with legs and stuff to start. Build your way up to the head. Rick gets the head.
Just beat him all the way up.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds cool, but, you know, that's the whole shit that...
this is a cruel world.
That's the whole shit that... well, that's why this world needs smilers. We had King Ezekiel. He was smiling.
Carol
was a smiler.
Carol's a fake smiler.
Officially a smiler.
She's, no.
And then they had Whistlers.
Who would you call officially a smiler?
Well, I mean, Jerry is a smiler, of
course. He's officially a smiler.
He said...
But I thought you were talking about Carol.
And
Carol,
I smile.
Carol is a fake
smile. Carol smiles.
Carol's a fake smile. She just put it on just for
they were announcing smilers, so I wrote down smilers. King Ezekiel, Carol.
No,
and then they started whistling, and I was like, oh, Whistlers, the saviors. Yeah, it just made me laugh. Like, we were just telling people what they do, you know, just calling them. He smiles.
It's just like with snap judgment. Oh, so you see somebody for the first time, and they're whistling. Oh, you're the whistler.
Yeah, you're the whistler. Exactly. So they end up
it's
taking
the first
out...
time I've ever whistled. What? Why is that my nickname now? No.
Yeah, no, I'm
that's
not a
cool.
Whistler.
I'm just practicing for the first time. Somebody taught me how to do it.
Yeah, somebody just was like, have you ever whistled before?
Right.
And I was like, no.
I tried for the first time. And then you saw me, and now I'm the whistler? Fuck that.
And then you literally just said, that just happened. And then now I'm the whistler? hashtag the whistler.
That was a weird tangent, but okay. Yeah.
So anyway, Rick and Morales...
I mean, look at an hour-long conversation. Jesus Christ. Daryl, come in the
You're not talking into the mic, so... Morales didn't know he was in the same... Or didn't know he was the same Rick from Alexandria.
What do you mean he didn't know?
He didn't know he was the same Rick from Alexandria.
Oh, that he knew from back
he,
in...
He heard of Rick.
Atlanta.
But he didn't know it was that Rick.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
Yeah. Morales says they aren't the same guys they used to be. Rick is a monster. They don't kill Rick, the Widow, or the King if they don't have to. I mean, I love the nickname thing.
So then how did he know he was Rick?
No, when he saw him just then.
Yeah, but how did he know he was that Rick?
He didn't. That's what he said. Oh, how did he know he was Rick from Alexandria? Because in context, it makes sense.
Right.
Oh, you're that Rick, duh. You know, that's,
okay.
Yeah, obviously, now I see it. Yeah, I can't believe I missed that before kind of thing. Let's see. I'm just going to stick with the Rick and Morales. Well, no, I can't because they fucking, all the things intertwine otherwise. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Just,
I mean, we're just general discussion
about
the episode. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So Rick asks about Morales' family. They didn't make it to Birmingham, and Rick says he's sorry. He lost people too. Lori, Shane, Andrea, Glenn. And he says like Negan killed him in front of his pregnant wife. You know,
right.
Morales seems surprised Glenn met someone. He's like, in this? Like, about finding a wife.
Right.
Like, in this? Yeah, I mean, it was...
Right, because Glenn was just like a kid when back in season one, wearing a fucking baseball jersey and shit, wasn't he?
Right. Or, yeah. Something like that. I thought he was like pizza delivery.
Or pizza delivery, something like that.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. But yeah, I don't even think it was a commentary on how young he was. I think it's just that Morales hadn't even considered that he could find love now after his family had died.
Right.
You know, and Glenn found and married somebody. You know, right. I mean, that's getting ready to have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then to go back to the example of why you shouldn't do that, what happened to Glenn? Like, why it's almost a bad idea to do some shit like that in this world.
Well, but he does get to live on through the baby, so there's that positive to it. They had to start the next generation somewhere.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously they're adding to it now.
Well, that's a legacy I get you're leaving behind. Yeah. Like, and Glenn was probably, he didn't expect to die, but.
Yeah, I mean, he had done all he could do, so to speak. I mean, if he hadn't got her pregnant yet, he wouldn't have served his purpose.
Right.
But he did, so that served his, you know what I mean? Overall. Right. Not trying to be cold about his death, but like that was, he'd fulfilled all the things he was, all the boxes he could tick, you know, just.
Okay. So other characters have more boxes.
Right. Right. So Morales says, oh, she's the widow. And then he asks him if he's Negan too. Yeah, he lost his family and his mind, and the Savior thought he was worth a damn.
So Morales couldn't have been in but, like, what, one or two episodes? At the beginning? Like
I think they left when they went to Atlanta. When they were going to go to Atlanta to the CDC, Morales decided to take off. So I think that was 5 or so, maybe. Okay. It might have been the finale of the season. I can't remember if they were already at the CDC or not. Yeah, they were. Because 5 ended with that.
And then there was the chick that decided to stay inside of there.
Yes, the black chick. Yeah. I can't remember her name. Jacqueline, I think. Yeah,
she decided to stick around.
So Morales says they're both assholes who will do whatever it takes to keep going. And Rick's like, if the situation were reversed, I know I wouldn't want to do it. He's like, that's the best you got, man.
No, because the dude's like, if the situation were reversed, you'd have put a hole in my head by now. And he's like, I wouldn't have wanted to. Right? Like, that's it.
And he says Officer Friendly died along with the others. And Jeremy looked at me and he goes, who's Officer Friendly? No, Rick.
That was Rick. You know, I don't remember them calling him Officer Friendly, but it's been a long time ago.
Imagine what they would have thought, though. They were there surviving in that group in the campsite for however long. They witnessed it all happen, and they found that group, and then Rick wakes up and strolls into it. So you'd be fucking mocking him, too. You'd be like, okay, Officer Friendly.
Right.
You know, so it was probably just one of those kind of things where that's just what he remembered him as in a non-flattering way. You know, because he doesn't seem to have any care for Rick at all. He doesn't seem to give a shit, really.
No, right.
Other than he's not allowed to kill him, you know, if he doesn't have to.
Well, that's because he's Negan.
Right.
But, but you know what? During that conversation, you almost... They do a good job of this in the show. But, like, him explaining a little bit, like, what happened. I lost my family. You know, they didn't make it. What'd he say? I crawled up into something and was waiting to die.
Yeah.
And
they found me
and gave me a purpose and gave me, you know, like, so I can understand him, like, totally taking up for that side, you know, like, I get it. Like,
yeah.
Some people have different
stories. It's like Eugene. I mean, yeah. Eugene's 100% in because of the benefits to him, obviously. But, well, Daryl, you know, kills Morales without hesitation, and he knew who he was and says it doesn't matter.
Not one bit.
Yeah, no guns, and boom, the Saviors are here. So they're under attack. Rick shoots the fire extinguisher to let them across. They push a few down the elevator shaft.
Right.
And then they go outside. Now, so I got to back up to get to some of the stuff that was going on outside. Okay. Yeah, they still seem to be fighting at the outpost. I mean, I didn't realize these two places were the same. Last week we discussed them as if they were three different locations, and we find out that it is the same place that Rick and Daryl are at.
Right.
Because they call down for Aaron.
Right.
And, so who was downstairs. They stop shooting at the Alexandrians and focus on the inside. I didn't quite understand that.
I don't know. I think they called them back in or something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, all of that. I see what you mean.
Called them back in. That was what Morales did. He called them back in from outside. So they were going inside to get Rick.
Rick and Daryl.
That makes sense. Okay.
So, but see, like we didn't. I know we like. I don't know. They don't really... I'm not doing a good job of, like...
I think it's supposed to be part of the mystery. I mean, it's supposed to be part of the...
Confusion.
You have to figure it out. Yeah, it's war. Yeah. I think it's intentional confusion. If they wanted to make it more obvious, they could have.
I guess, yeah.
They could have showed us a wide shot of the building and then cut to shown upstairs and then cut to Rick inside. You know what I mean? They could have easily told us. Aaron tries to help Eric, and the bullet went straight through. They have a little scene. You didn't like the scene. You just said it wasn't a fulfilling, like, death scene kind of a thing. Like,
just didn't like the way listen, it was, and I guess it could have supposed to have been that way. Like, they wanted it that way. But yeah, because like, so cliche. Like, you
were you
get
the
off,
one who shot me?
You get off your ass. Yeah, were you the one who shot me? Don't be sorry. You get off your ass and get back out there and win this fight. Like, it was just like.
Now you stand your ass up and get back to the fight. Yeah, I mean, like, he was corny. I think that was all that was, is that he couldn't stop with the faces.
But, like,
he's
if they were supposed to make us like him, like...
I don't know that they were. I mean, I don't think we have to like everybody.
No, we don't.
Even though they're a sympathetic character in this sense. I don't think we have to love Eric to feel bad that he died, because it impacts Aaron. And, you know, we don't want to see Aaron get hurt necessarily. I mean, he feels like one of those that shouldn't be killable at this point for a while. Anyway.
No, he's a main character
for
a
little bit. He should be a main character. Yeah, well, I liked what Eric said, though. He's because he was like, no, I apologize to you because I dragged you into this fight. And he's like, and you didn't want to do it. And he goes, yeah, until I did want to fight, basically, you know. And at that point, it's on me.
Right.
And that happened before today. So, obviously, I wanted to fight. So, you know, I liked him kind of taking the blame himself and not pushing it off on Aaron.
Oh, right.
You know, emotionally.
Well,
I mean, that'd be a dick move. To,
yeah, right before
dying.
You go out, like, this is all your fault.
This is all your fault. What? What?
That's bullshit. Like, really? You're really going to do this right now? Because I'll argue with you. You want to spend your last breaths arguing, we can do that.
Okay, so let's see. So where are we back with them? Jeez, where the hell are they all at? Okay, at the outpost. Walkers are everywhere. Daryl and Rick take them out. Rick takes more pictures. That's me in the zombie apocalypse. I'm finding cameras and things to still... So I can post to Instagram, because Instagram is the one service that still works in the zombie apocalypse for whatever reason.
Whatever reason, they have like an underground compound with just like the...
Yeah, the Instagram offices
like
an
atomic generator downstairs. Yeah. It just
works.
It never goes off.
Right.
Instagram is apocalypse proof.
They pack up and head back to Alexandria after covering their dead. Please, somebody make an app that's apocalypse proof. Apocalypse proof. I would love an app that I know forever my stuff will be there. YouTube, make yourself apocalypse proof, please.
There you go.
I would like that one.
Yeah, they just store their servers in an underground, like...
Yeah, just so that there's no chance.
So it's just like, after we're gone, the next generation humanity finds your fucking blogs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They found my vlogs and they're like, I watch Chronological Joel.
Oh, shit.
Search hashtag Chronological Joel. Anyway,
next generation of human beings is just, all they do is watch TV.
They pack up and head back to Alexandria after covering their dead. The six that were there were their people who had died, right? That they put blankets over?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they would have done
no,
that.
No, they
for...
didn't do that for the
So
saviors.
Rick writes a note and then folds it up and doesn't... I didn't see him do anything with it. He just, like, wrote a note.
No, that was his note that he's been carrying from the video.
Oh,
with
you
all
think
of
that
the
was
information
off.
And shit on it. That he was
gotcha.
Crossing shit off, yeah.
Okay. Aaron goes back to the tree and Eric's gone. He sees zombie Eric walking. Aaron's distraught. Black guy tells Aaron that's not him. It was definitely him. Like, he shouldn't have lied to him. That was obviously Eric.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's not him. Like it's not him anymore kind of shit. I get that, but lame.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing was kind of lame.
So they're talking about leaving, and Rick brings out the baby girl, and Aaron offers to take her to Hilltop.
I have to.
He says Eric and he were going to go there after all this and update Maggie anyway. And he's given Gracie. And then Rick and Daryl are calmly talking, and someone starts shooting at them. Rick calls out the lone gunman behind the tree. Now, you said that was the guy...
At the beginning of last episode, that the mean chick from... that got her neck bit.
Yeah.
that she
tossed she him, like tossed yeah. him back because he was
doing something wrong. She gave him shit and she sent him she sent him away. So he was kind of a pussy dude anyway. And then
right. Yeah, so Rick and Daryl, they're talking, and he tells them there's a herd coming, and then Rick offers a deal. Drop your gun, come out, and tell them what we need to know, and you can take a car and live. And the guy asks why he can trust him, and Rick gives him his word, and he's like, a man's word has got to mean something, right? That sounds like a Shane quote.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is for certain, but something that sounds like that. Like something Shane would say. Yeah.
For sure.
He agrees and comes out, and he asks if they had any guns here. They did for a while. They took them yesterday to Gavin's. And Daryl shoots the guy in the head, and Rick is sort of bothered by it. Like, he looks at him like, but it wasn't like
I gave
like
him
a...
my word. Not Daryl didn't give him his word.
So you think Rick is that technicality asshole then, where he would be like, well, that I never said he wouldn't kill you. Like, that doesn't feel like something Rick would do necessarily. Or do you think he's crossed that threshold to where he would do that?
Uh-huh. I mean,
because that'll tell you how he would have dealt with the people who surrendered then. And I don't know necessarily that Rick would have just shot them all in cold blood.
I don't think he would have.
I think he would have Khaleesi'd them and given them the opportunity and then burned them with a dragon sort of thing.
Or a flamethrower that he conveniently found. Yeah, I don't know.
That would be cool, actually, if they found a flamethrower. Just a flamethrower.
Flaming zombies.
So, he shoots him and Rick is like, meh. So, thoughts on Rick, Daryl storyline? I mean, you said you had fun watching them hang out together, because that's not often that they do.
No, anymore. It's not often that those two characters are together like that, and I do enjoy, I have been enjoying those two side-by-side fighting, you know, like the two, like fucking Butch and the Sundance Kid and shit or whatever it is, you know. I had something I was going to say about Rick, and I can't think of what I'll think of it later. But they did a good job fighting together in the hallway. Like, you'd be communicating together and not, like...
With the fire extinguisher gimmick thing where the shoots that and it just sprays out conveniently.
Bulletproof smoke that they could just run through and not get shot.
Okay, now I can see, shoot it, wait a couple seconds, and then he runs through. But shoot it, yell, come on! Like, why wouldn't they just
go... Okay, he's going to run now. He's going to do, like, spray, right.
Stupid. Yeah. I mean, that didn't make any sense. The other stuff was, on the highway. Tara pretends to pick off the hostages one by one with a gun. And, they say Maggie will know what to do with them. The savior who Morgan almost killed is whistling and smiling.
So we know, here's what I'm
saying. Oh, shit, he's doing both.
You said, what?
He's smiling and whistling.
Who is?
The guy that was fucking with Morgan.
He's a smiler and a whistler.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so what I was going to say about Rick and Daryl was that you asked if Rick... If he crossed the threshold or not. We know Daryl has. You know what Daryl would want to do with the hostages.
Daryl isn't... I don't know that Daryl's necessarily crossed a threshold so much as Daryl rightfully has anger towards these people because they easy streeted him.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to forget that he sat in that shit eating shit sandwiches for who knows how long. I mean, I don't blame him for a second for being like, no, fuck these people specifically.
And he shot that dude net. Boom, right. Yeah.
They all deserve it. And, I mean, Morales, same thing. No hesitation. Just like, yep, fuck him. He gave us all the info we could get out of him.
I know who he was.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, not one bit.
So Jesus is being all cocky, like, oh, we're taking them to the hilltop. It has been decided. He speaks for them as people. There are many kinds of danger, many kinds of dying. We don't execute. And Morgan's like, I have. I've totally done that. Which, yeah.
Well, that was after the whole, I will kill people or have and have, you will kill and have, and we don't execute. I have.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, exactly. They were comparing.
Yeah.
They were dick-waving contests already.
Yeah, it was before they, battled
they
it
fought.
Out.
Yeah, so the Savior thinks he knows what's different about Morgan. His armor, it's smaller, it's shrunk or something.
This guy.
Like, oh, that was the... Oh, don't tell me that was the kid's armor. Why are you wearing that? That didn't do shit for him. I mean, just... Then the walkers start falling down the hill, and they look... fucked, man. Like, the walkers are...
decaying to nothing.
Yes. I mean, they're nearly a joke at this point. Nearly. Right. Like, I mean, they're still killing people, but they were all tied up and shit.
And we haven't seen a huge herd in a while. That's the, as far as walkers did, go,
but they
like,
blew it up. Or they were blowing up stuff to lead the herd, remember?
Oh, the huge herd
is at the Negan compound.
Negan compound, right.
So they start eating the saviors. The rope gang takes off into the woods. And Morgan chases them. And the rest decide to stay put. The one guy at the beginning of the second rope was like, okay, we're going. And he's like, yeah, no. It trips him. And he's like, they have guns.
Right. We're staying.
Yeah.
So maybe there's the, you can convince that guy
to join the team.
To join
afterwards.
The team, maybe.
Well, I mean, so do you think that it's even possible that one? I mean, they're right. They're in war. Once the war is over, everybody's going to settle the fuck down, and they're going to have to live together or not.
Right.
You know. So I think people would be more prone to wanting to live together than not.
Well, and like I think we discussed it last week too. Like some of these people have to be following Negan out of fear rather than admiration.
Oh, look at this guy.
I thought I turned it off.
Who keeps their ringer on for text messages? Psh, psh, Bush League.
What?
I don't know. I never do that. It's annoying getting text message alerts like that. I don't mind the vibration.
Well, that's because
the actual...
you fucking like 90 million texts at a time.
Right,
my phone doesn't go off that often.
It just doesn't fucking stop. So, it felt like they were leading Morgan into a trap. Even though it ended up being a Jesus trap and not really a trap at all.
Trap. Who was leading him into a trap?
It felt like the chain or the rope
chain
gang.
Yeah. The rope gang.
Yeah, I wanted to say chain gang, but they weren't chains. They're roped
I
up.
I mean,
it felt like maybe they
like
were leading.
Like that dude's not that quick.
I mean, he seemed pretty alert and pretty, I don't know.
Yeah, but to come up with a plan to trap Morgan?
He knew
like,
that
Morgan
was
wasn't
the kid's,
that far behind him.
He knew that was the kid's armor when he brought it up. You know he didn't just figure that shit out as he was saying it. He was fucking with Morgan.
Right.
So, like, yeah, he's... I don't know. It just felt like maybe he had a backup plan. That's all. And then
like, why
and Morgan
wasn't
was falling
it that
right
dude that
it.
Morgan shoots in the face? Like,
because
really?
He needs to... Because he's memorable. And so he's going to be one of those people that when Morgan gets to kill him, it'll be satisfying.
Right.
Jesus takes the gun from Morgan after he kills one of them. After he catches up to him, and Morgan says, once you turn, you know, it's not like you're going to turn back. Although he changed, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's going...
He must be more clear than Turtle at this point.
Clear, yeah.
Jesus thinks Maggie will find another way, and Morgan's like, we are the same as them. Jesus says they're going to have to find a way to peace. And then Morgan and Jesus fight.
Right.
Jesus is good at dodging. You know,
I mean,
start,
dude, he
I
was
mean,
I mean, he, like I said, he almost had, he's got some sort of martial arts training for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. He keeps offering Morgan to stop, you know, like the, you know, that's like some sensei shit where, you know, you don't
you
want to
yet?
Be fighting. Yeah, you done?
Right.
Jesus gets a few good shots in after Morgan does the same. Jesus takes a stick and fights Morgan off and he's like, is it over? And he gives the stick back and Morgan puts it to his throat and he's like, is it? And then Morgan seems to like... Like his eyes,
like he like snaps back into place.
He's like, what? What? And Morgan's like, I'm not right. I know that, but that doesn't make me wrong. And Morgan or Tara's like, yeah, you're definitely right. But and Morgan says he can't be a part of this, and literally just walks into the jungle,
like walks into the forest, like not back towards the road. Like he was going towards the direction that the chain gang was running, which was into the forest. Like I said, he's just gonna wander off into the forest by himself. Like yeah. This is it. Like he's just going back to by himself wandering Morgan now. That's weird. Let's see what happens. Yeah, but what do you want to bet? He's gone for a few episodes now. Like he pops back up somewhere
Morgan,
else to save
probably.
The day.
We go to the hilltop where Enid is watching from the wall. Gregory returns. And he says, you know, he needs help, and the gates crack open a bit and it's Maggie. God, this fucking gnat right in my face or whatever this stupid is. She realizes he has Gabriel's car and asks what he's doing here. And he's like, I live here. I built this place. Some of us didn't just show up.
And she said, shut your damn
yes,
mouth.
Exactly. That was fuck. I don't know why I was laughing out loud at it. I thought it was really funny.
Right.
She's pissed. She knows about what he did for the saviors and he tries to backpedal.
She also knows about Gabriel's car.
Yeah. And
where's
she tried,
Gabriel? What a fucking little liar.
He tries to dismiss what Cal said, and Cal hears him.
Right.
It's like, hey.
Hey.
I mean, that was pretty good.
Gives him the finger.
Yeah, Gregory admits to going there because he was scared. He didn't want to be complicit because he thought they couldn't win. He now sees the Saviors can't be reasoned with, and fighting them is the only way. He says he was wrong, and he apologizes.
He's again, like, just trying to save his own ass,
Is this who you are? He begs like a little bitch, and right. Maggie agrees to let him in, and she tells Enid he's not worth killing. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, but in the next scene, he's like acting like the leader again. Like, yes. Get your fucking ass out of here, buddy.
Yeah, he's acting like he's the shit.
Right.
And Maggie tells Gregory to go, and Tara's like, you know, I sort of agree with the douchebag that we shouldn't let them in. And
she's right.
Yeah. No, they all, they're absolutely right. Jesus.
That's a lot of people. It's not just like five people.
But that could be a lot of people that, look, like, I think what they're saying is simply that if these people were not forced to be with Negan, what would they be like? Would they be fine in our society? Do you really think that if these people, I mean, maybe the douchebag that's been fucking with Morgan aside, the rest of them, do you really think that if Negan was taken out of power and they saw it happen,
some of them wouldn't be. I think some of them, like I said, like
you think they would fight no matter what? Like, they're even knowing they're going to die if they don't get on Team Rick after Negan is
killed.
Some of them
have completely bought in, and some of them are all ruled by fear of being, you know.
So, I mean, I guess Jesus
you're
is just hedging
with the
his
fucking
bets.
Iron, that, you know, all that shit that he does. That, so then, those public demonstrations of fear.
So what do you do then? Do you kill them? As if, you know, Maggie, from that point of view, from the widow, the king, or the sheriff?
You can't, even in war, man, like, you can't. Well, I haven't.
Well, no.
Even in war, you can't just execute people who've surrendered. Like, that's the universal sign for putting your hands up. I've surrendered. Okay, I get it. Like, but on the other hand,
look what the King Ezekiel did this episode. They surrendered, and then next thing you know, there are people's coming up behind him and killing all of the people that were there to shoot them.
They used the surrender as a
They cheated the surrender.
Yeah.
They cried wolf with the surrender, and now eventually, the surrender's not going to mean the surrender anymore.
Again, this is all tough moral ground here. Like, at one point, do you ever think you could trust any of these people? Do you have the time to go through like an in-depth interview process to like try to get a read on some of these people to see what kind of people they are, or if they would turn on you, or if they're completely Negan, or if they're ruled out of fear?
So you're suggesting the thing like what Spencer's mom did when they got there, when they
almost
got to
like
Alexandria.
You know what? That's a really good point. She was vetting them, right? Like, trying to, like, getting a, like, almost, not a background check, but trying to get a background check without the internet, right. You know?
The fact that tape still exists is pretty awesome, of Rick, you know, then, with the big beard and everything.
It still exists? Like, he still has
Negan
all that stuff.
Showed it to him. He's like, man, if this was the person, I wouldn't have fucked with this guy.
Right.
That's about it for all the things that occurred in this episode, because we already talked through the King Ezekiel stuff. They end up at the last place all cocky, standing out in the middle of the open, and then boom, shots fired, and that's the end of the episode.
It's almost like the same thing with like what's going on with Game of Thrones right now.
Okay.
It's all out
spoilers for Game of Thrones, possibly. I mean, are you going to keep it vague?
Go ahead.
Enough?
I'm glad you said that, but like, I wasn't going to go too far, but like, it's all out war now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the storyline is pretty straightforward. There's not a lot of bobbing and weaving anymore. Like,
right. It was all building
point,
up
like,
to it.
This show's not ending like Game of Thrones is, but like with The Walking Dead, like this point with the Rick and Negan storyline, this is what it is now. It's all out war. So there's not a lot of, I mean, like, they threw a little twist at us with the 50 cal guns, you know, and them moving them the day before that, which just tells me that I don't think Dwight's lying. I think Negan's playing Dwight.
Right, for sure.
Right.
Dwight is going to get outed, and he's going to get killed, and we're going to feel bad for him.
And we're going to feel bad because he was a redeemable character.
I'm
like
telling
you,
that was too, I mean, as soon as he appeared, it was like, you know what? They're going to figure out a way to turn this dude around.
And they did.
Yeah. I mean, right. they've managed to make him sympathetic with the whole right. wife story.
And I don't believe that he... Now, if there a plot twist that would kind of throw me for a loop, even though we're talking about it right now, is if he was fucking with them. If he's on Negan's side the right. whole time, and he...
But Negan was fucking his wife.
I know that, I mean, but like... He could be Negan.
He could be.
You know what I'm saying? And like, that could be the other side. That would be like, oh, shit, to me. Like, I would be like, holy shit. Like, yeah. that's a pretty... Even though we're saying it now, that would be a pretty good plot twist to me.
You said something like, a minute ago about the way that it's in All Out War in Game of Thrones, too, and how, you know, it's just building towards that at the end.
Right.
I think even while we were watching the last season of Lost, I was thinking the same kind of a thing where, like, a bunch of twists could still happen.
But it wasn't.
It didn't need to be.
No.
And for some reason, I forget that the twists and turns need to be the first few seasons to set up where you're eventually going.
You would get the ends of those twists and turns at the end, and then everything's pretty straightforward.
So that's going to help me in Game of Thrones for the final season now, because I keep expecting, well, what if they do this? And what if they come up with this twist?
You know what? We're doing that same thing, but it's all pretty straightforward now. Like,
yeah, I think it's going to be.
It's good versus bad now. This is what it is. It's boom, head to head.
Even though the guy said it wasn't. But, I mean, this show, I don't know that you can boil it down to something like that. I don't know how this show ever ends.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like,
but the ratings are not good.
That's why I specifically said the ratings aren't good?
8.5 million compared to, like, 18 million for the season 7 premiere.
Season 7 premiere or 8 premiere?
7 premiere when they resolved the cliffhanger of who Negan killed. Because people wanted to see who he killed and then faded out after that.
See, the ratings have been going down since season 7?
I can,
so maybe
I'm
they need to wrap
the
shit up then, man.
I don't know. I mean, that 8 million is still a huge number.
For a TV show, yes. Yes, it is. When they talk about sports ratings, that shit is on a whole different level, dude. Like the NFL ratings and MLB ratings and shit like that. Like, low for them is like 14. 14 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's... But, like... they need to come up with a different system for even, like, kind of that. Because, like, are they counting the people that are watching, like, via an app?
Yeah, I think they do.
You know?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. There's not an easy way to really... Oh, okay, here we go. Boom. So, season 8, the first...
How do you count it if, like, it's on one cable box, but 12 people are in the room watching it? Like, how do you...
No, it's per that's per household. That's just how they do it. They've always done the Nielsen ratings.
That's what I mean. Like, I think they have to come up with a new system other than that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, 100% of that needs to be done. But based on what it is,
right.
Last season, the season premiere was 17.03 million people watched. This season, the premiere was 11.44. So they lost 5.5 million people in one season. It started at 11.44. It's down to 8.5.
So
to be fair, the other seasons had a major drop off as well.
Okay,
it would be 17 to 12.
But like, I don't know that isn't people like that don't get a chance to watch it.
Just trying to jump in,
or like don't get a chance to watch it when it's on, or binge watching it on Netflix. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm talking about. Like, they need to come up with a new system for quantifying like how many people are watching.
Yeah.
Because this show isn't going anywhere. Like, is there like, okay, can I get to this question? Is there negative feedback on this season?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
Like,
not
is there people like
season.
Coming with like a lot of like problems with it?
People
like,
were complaining that there were a lot of bullets flying and not a lot of people dying. But I call bullshit on that because there were people dying all over the place. It wasn't main characters.
No, see, if that's what they meant, then like you can't just be fucking dropping main characters.
But I mean,
here
people were
like,
dying. The six people died on the Alexandria side, and a lot of people died on the Savior side at that compound where Rick
and dude, like,
them were.
And how many people did the fucking King's people kill? I mean, there was at least 15-20 people that ran out of the woods that they killed. Yeah. And then all the people inside of that compound, before the end, they killed a bunch of people in there.
A lot of people died. If you think nobody died, you weren't paying attention.
What the hell are you watching, man? I don't mean to be a rude or a dick or anything, but if you don't think people are dying in the show, what the fuck are you watching?
Yeah,
are you watching the PG version of Walking Dead? Because, yes, people are dying
constantly. You're watching the Sesame Street
Halloween
special.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, people were getting killed all over the place.
Maybe people aren't getting necessarily hit by bullets, but people are dying.
Yeah.
Like, there's zombies coming out of places and eating them.
I mean, I can see the complaint in terms of how do they have so many bullets. It doesn't make sense to me that after seemingly being at a shortage of stuff like that, that Rick and Daryl only run out of bullets then.
What,
like,
do you want to bet that comes up to be a problem, though? Like, they're setting that up to be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, they're purposely showing us them dumping fucking hundreds and hundreds of bullets for them to come up like, oh, fuck, we don't have any bullets.
You just explained, you just did the rope-a-dope. You just explained Muhammad Ali, like, letting the dude throw a bunch of punches and wearing himself out to where then he can just punch and boom.
Right.
So that's what Negan might be doing. Letting Rick use all his fucking, all his shit and just hanging out and chilling. And then this whole time, Eugene's making bullets. That's why he took Eugene.
That's why he took Eugene. You know what? Like, that's like,
it's not going to be an easy fight to win, to beat Negan still.
No.
I hope it's not. I mean, I want it to be a massive battle.
I'll tell you what. He took out his main compound, though. I mean,
for the most part,
like, you put a significant dent in that thing, and he's trapped inside of this trailer with we haven't gone back to in three episodes.
With Gabriel and his shitting pants.
That was in the first episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
For fuck's sake. Can we go back there?
No, we're not going to get any Negan for a little. I mean, maybe we get him next episode.
Why do you say we're not going to get
him? I don't know, because a little Negan goes a long way.
It does, doesn't it?
You know what I mean? Like, that character could get worn out very quickly.
Yes.
So don't keep him on screen too much, because...
Which is why, like, I did hear a significant fan of the show. Not that he's, like, more of a fan than anybody else, but just somebody that I talked to who's
pays
attention
show, yeah.
and knows the show. And, like, he's, like, and doesn't read the comic book. Not a comic book guy. So he's not going from that.
Right.
He's like, I didn't see the Negan thing being a two-season arc. He's like, I really didn't see it being that long.
Yeah.
I think that, but they've trained us that way,
right,
though,
because
there
was
the way that they've
one
done
season
things.
Baddies.
Right. And then the whole Terminus thing where, like, you leading up to this whole thing and then you
and
get
then
there
just
and
pull
just
the rug
it.
Out from underneath.
You know what I'm
yeah.
like?
See? Oh, see?
But,
like a gnat.
So, like, but it was almost like that he didn't care for it that much.
What's that?
Like a little Negan goes a long way with this guy that I was talking to. Like, he's just like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't see it being two seasons long. Like, I'm a little...
Like, I'm bored with
Negan
already.
Like, I'm bored with it already. Like,
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting power dynamic. I don't want to see Negan disappear necessarily. I mean, I'd like to see him get killed, but then what?
I mean, then we get to watch
shit.
Rick and them chase guns around.
But why would they be chasing guns? Board. They've defeated their biggest enemy.
Yeah,
so
there's
then
always
going to
be more enemies, man. Otherwise, what are we watching?
I don't know what we're watching. That's what I...
Do you really just want to watch Calm Alexandria, where they're, like, farming and building, and, like, this is the only... Like,
I'd be fine with a flash forward.
Their only problem is, like, how do we irrigate the crops? Are the problems that they're going to come across? Like, at that point, you're watching Little House on the Prairie.
Okay, but it's still in a world where there's walkers outside, and I don't know what I want from the show, but I don't know that it
and like
it,
a,
that
what
it
can another bad be
us.
Like? How much bigger can you get than Negan? Like, what can you do besides making the zombies a bigger threat? Like, okay, now they can run.
Right, something
but,
changes.
You know
with
what
that.
I mean? Like, I've seen
to
me like
dead,
the running
nine.
That like I'm telling you what. That, like, if there was a zombie apocalypse ever fucking really happens,
and they were
I think we've had this discussion before, but, like, if they're like these walkers, okay, I mean, that's survivable. If the fuckers can run and jump and shit, we're fucking screwed. There's no
way. If they can climb.
If they can climb and run and jump, you're done.
Yeah.
No. If they can, like, chase, if you can climb up, like on this one, they climb up on roofs and they're looking down like, oh, fuck, we got away. Like, if those motherfuckers can, like, just jump up with you, like, you're fucking screwed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
if they can
done.
Run and chase you down, like, yeah, you're, no, there's no way we're surviving that. Like, the world ends immediately at that point.
I plan on continuing to do this podcast, but I genuinely don't know what I expect from the show anymore. I enjoy... I enjoy watching it, but at the same time, I don't know where it's going long term.
Should we check and see if there's a fire?
It's not a fire. Jen didn't turn on a fan or something when they were
cooking,
and it's no big deal.
So but, are you disappointed?
No. Not at this point. This show's been going great this season.
I think it's been going pretty good.
I'm thinking more big picture.
I think it's better than...
Where do they go post-Negan? I guess I'm looking too far ahead. Why bother?
Well, like just that, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. And
I don't want it to be
sometimes
over.
Sometimes that, like, exactly. But, like, I think you have it stuck in your head that this show can't end. And it has to end at some point.
I mean, I don't know why I feel that way. You know what?
The
like
money,
it's
like, the
go
money,
for
like,
a long
and
time.
The
they have fear.
Ratings they'll get.
They still have Fear the
okay.
Walking Dead.
But the ratings they'll get for doing the final season, the final episode, all the fucking promo that comes with that, and like that shit, like they'll make millions of dollars that way.
I just don't
I know
see
it's
how
ending,
they...
but look, come on, like dude, the Game of Thrones finale, like everybody in the fucking world is going to be watching that shit, man.
Except the people that are like,
except
proudly...
those assholes that are like, I've never seen a single episode. Fuck you. That's my response to that.
Okay, well.
That's the only response to that. I've never seen a single episode.
Leave comments. Interact with us. We're open to hearing what you have to say on things.
Makes you stop watching this show, I'm sorry.
No, they're not going to stop watching because you said fuck you if you can't stand Game of Thrones. Right. Or if you haven't. If you're one of those people that are boasting about not watching it, like that makes you special.
Dude, that's what I mean.
It makes
that's
you
the
no
guy
more
I'm saying
special.
Fuck you too.
It makes like, you that's... no more special than the people who claim to have watched every episode a billion times. It's just a thing. Watch it or don't,
right.
But don't brag
don't be
about,
an asshole
not.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, like I said, leave comments, send us emails, let us know what you think. Where
we didn't
we're
have
wrong
any feedback
stuff.
To discuss this week.
I didn't see anything. Let me check the email real quick, just in case.
See, this is why shows have producers.
Oh, you know what? I am the producer.
I know you are, but like that's what I'm saying. Like this is like.
No, nobody sent us any emails.
So no feedback.
This is why I've already been producing the show, because I knew that that would be the case. Okay, we'll see you next week, because... This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.